mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 5 days to Christmas. It is Monday, the 20th day of December 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. But in the second hour, we're going to be talking about thought crime in America and across the globe. Remember that headline last Friday? Center for Law and Policy. Christians face 47 years in prison for reading Bible praying on street. It's not just France or England that are passing laws like this. You read passages criticizing the gay movement, the homosexuals. In many cases now you get arrested, but before they just let you out of jail, more of a nuisance arrest, now they're charging you. Now, for the left out there, the so-called left, there really is no left or right, there's only freedom and slavery, depending on what end of the spectrum you desire. People that wear shirts that say peace on earth get arrested. Folks that go and protest with a sign saying no blood for oil in amongst 500 Bush supporters on a public sidewalk, they get arrested, charged with felonies, convicted. And you know what? I stand up for them and their rights, and I'm disgusted by what happens to them. But the left, a lot of the so-called left, loves it when Christian conservatives who go out and voice their free speech are arrested and charged with very serious crimes. So you ought to be ashamed of yourself, you so-called left out there. It's been the libertarians, it's been the bedrock grassroots conservatives that have been defending your free speech rights. But a lot of the left out there doesn't care about conservatives' rights. Well, if you don't care about somebody else's rights, you're not going to have any rights when it comes time. It's amazing. So coming up in the second hour, we'll be talking to Michael Markavage of Repent America, who is facing up to 47 years in jail for protesting at OutFest. So that is coming up, and it is very scary. And all over the country, the gay and lesbian movement is trying to silence and censor people that are critical of it. And it's wrong. And it's very dangerous. What was it? 2 years ago, I interviewed one of the top BBC reporters who went to a rural affairs public meeting and got up and said rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. And Scotland Yard Diversity Unit, Hate Crimes Unit, went out and arrested him. This was in the BBC and London Telegraph. In fact, I want to instruct my webmaster, Paul Watson, at prisonplanet.com. Why don't we grab that old audio interview and that text report? I know it's in the old audio archive, and post it under this current story just to give people an idea of what we're facing. And Scotland Yard, the head of the unit, said, you're not allowed to say the word homosexual because that is a derogatory term. So now if you say heterosexual, is that derogatory? I mean, this shows just a level of semantical manipulation. Like a lot of people think that if you say the word Caucasian, it's racist, or Negro, it's... No, these are just scientific terms. So now even using words, official words, is bad. Amazing. There is so much news. It is all coming up on the other side of this quick break. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now 8 minutes and 15 seconds into this Monday broadcast. Your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Time names President George W. Bush, 2004, Person of the Year. They have a twin issue that's coming out listing soldiers as Person of the Year. So then if you're against Bush being Person of the Year, why, you must be against the soldiers too. Now, Time magazine has a long history of this. They made Adolf Hitler Person of the Year back in the 1930s, and I would give Bush a Puppet of the Year. I think that would be a really good term for President Bush, our Christian conservative leader. By the way, I mean, I'm so sick of hearing about Hillary Clinton and tired of hearing about the evil Democrats all day long. Yes, we know the Democrats are bought and paid for by the New World Order and their corporate interests. We know that the Democrats are bad news. And we know they're carrying out the exact same agenda as George W. Bush. I mean, when George W. Bush wants women in frontline combat, the conservatives hail it as conservative. When George W. Bush wants to appoint somebody to be the attorney general who's pro-abortion, anti-gun, pro-open border, it's hailed as conservative. I mean, can you imagine if Bill Clinton was doing all this? And every day I look at the so-called conservative websites, and it's Hillary's doing this, Bill Clinton's doing that. Yes, and George Bush is protecting them. George Bush is blocking them from prosecution from Congress, from investigation. It just, we could sit here all day and talk about Hillary Clinton and talk about Jesse Jackson. Hillary Clinton and Jesse Jackson aren't running anything. Hillary Clinton and Jesse Jackson are distractions. And I just wanted to say that you're not going to hear about them for hour after hour on this broadcast. We're going to talk about the people who are in control that are dismantling this country. President George W. Bush has been named Time Magazine's 2004 Person of the Year for sticking to his guns, literally and figuratively, for reshaping the rules of politics to fit his 10-gallon hat leadership. Oh, he's a Texan. No, he's not. Style, and for persuading a majority of voters this time around that he deserved to be in the White House for another 4 years. We named George W. Bush as Time's Person of the Year for 04, writes managing editor Jim Kelly in a letter to readers in Time magazine. Time's double issue of newsstands for 2 weeks, beginning Monday, December 20th. They have the Oval Office interview with his lordship. Amazing. Good news, obviously, and I think your prayers helped early in the day, Friday, last week. I know I certainly prayed that the baby be found, and it was obviously in Missouri or Kansas or Oklahoma, somewhere nearby. It was found at a farmhouse in Kansas. Slaying suspect allegedly showed off the baby, going around saying, "This is my baby." She was one of these women with, you know, dozens of small dogs that she dressed up that were her baby, and obviously a complete and total lunatic. Just amazing. Would go strangle a woman, allegedly, though she's now confessed. Would go strangle a woman and then cut out her baby and then run off and start showing it off. Went home and told her husband, "I gave birth to this baby." And there have been three cases of this in the last 2 years of women who are obviously demon-possessed by legions of hobgoblins going out and just cutting out babies. But in many cases, in the other two cases, the babies died. In this case, the baby did not die. But this should bring to mind, in this country, Bush did not ban it, by the way. It's been overturned by the courts, and it had loopholes in it that were gigantic. But partial birth abortion goes on by the tens of thousands every year in this country, and the baby could be born and adopted. They will kill babies up to the week of birth in this nation. And Bush has the legislative, the executive, and the judicial right now, the Supreme Court, but you don't see the so-called conservative court going, "Yes, we agree the partial birth abortion ban stands." Contrary to that, you see them not hearing the case. But that doesn't matter because in symbol only, we're told we have this big conservative victory with this Supreme Court. But imagine the father. I mean, he did lose his wife, but thank God, and he is thankful to God, he said, and to police and the public for keeping their eyes peeled. This psychopathic woman had the police surround her and get the baby back on Friday afternoon, Friday night. Just unbelievable. And the father was united with the baby on Saturday at the hospital. Oh, boy, what in the world is going on in this country where we're now seeing a increased occurrence of these type of events? Talking about losing your First Amendment, protesters fear lack of access to inaugural parade. The Park Service, months ago, the group had gotten together, and so we want to protest here on the triumphant Caesar crossing the Rubicon, coming back into Rome, back into D.C., Lord Bush, man of the year. And now they're told, "Oh, sorry, we've given that protest space to another group. You can protest 5 miles away where no one can see you." The Park Service has given the Presidential Inaugural Committee clearance to erect bleachers along parts of Pennsylvania Avenue where an anti-war campaign had requested permits to stage a large-scale protest during President Bush's parade. And the Answer Coalition had applied for permits to assemble and in some cases build bleachers along parts of the historic street that stretches from the Capitol to the White House. The National Park Service has not acted on the coalition's permit request, even though they put theirs in before this other pro-Bush group that's been given the area. But angry officials from the coalition argued yesterday that permitting the inaugural committee to build bleachers in several open spaces, such as Freedom Plaza, across from the White House and in front of the FBI headquarters and Justice Department, prohibits the coalition from gathering in such areas to stage their large demonstrations. The goal from the beginning was equal access to Pennsylvania Avenue. Mara Vara Hyden Hillard, representative of the Partnership for Civil Justice, which is working on behalf of Answer, said in a news conference, "We can't have what the inaugural committee gets. They've issued a permit to another group for the same space we originally asked for." They're telling them, "We may not give you a permit to protest anywhere." By the way, you don't need permits to protest on sidewalks. Federal and state courts have ruled this over and over again. Permitting started for official parades and things if you wanted to take over streets, if you wanted to take over squares. There is no law that you have to have one for the sidewalk, though police will still arrest you in many areas if you don't have it. Years ago, in downtown Austin, they would arrest you if you didn't have a permit protesting on the sidewalk until they lost, what was it, three different large lawsuits? One big case was they had a disabled group out there in their wheelchairs on the sidewalk by the governor's mansion. They arrested them en masse and they sued and won. A bunch of other people did as well. A radio station I work for sent one of the interns down with a sign that says, "I love Bush," next to people being arrested. And they left her alone and were shaking her hand, the state police, and along with the APD. And that was helpful in the court case. Of course, that was in the Dallas Morning News. So it's all selectively enforced. But that's Austin. In Austin, the police know that you can stand on the street corner because they've been told. But you can't go on the street, which I think is reasonable. I mean, you can't block traffic without a permit. The problem is other parts of the country. It was a case earlier this year in North Carolina, where a man had a no blood for oil sign. I talked about that earlier. There have been countless other cases of similar things happening. And there were over 500 Bush supporters on the sidewalk in the route he was going to be driving to his hotel in. And the Secret Service walked over to the police and said, "Tell that man he can't stand here protesting." And the guy said, "Well, what do you mean? I've got a sign that's anti-Bush and got all these pro-Bush people." And they arrested him, charged him with a felony. And that's what he's now... He was convicted last time we saw in the newspaper of several months in jail and a large fine. The felony was commuted down to a misdemeanor. But come on, people. And then I, of course, in the next hour, here's the headline. Christians face 47 years in prison for reading Bible praying on street. And I have mainstream news articles that are admitting this, but acting like it's a good thing. Oh, yes, we are arresting people because they went to a gay and lesbian rally and were protesting it peaceably. And, well, reading the Old Testament could have incited violence, and so we're charging you with inciting violence. So it's like communist China or something. And again, whether it's conservatives protesting or liberals protesting, I believe in their right to demonstrate and protest. And I want to hear from the left on this. Again, the so-called left. I mean, why aren't the indie media sites decrying this? Why, you know, why aren't you protesting this? Why aren't you involved? Why aren't you up in arms? Are you so stupid as to think that you can have somebody else lose their right to free speech and that you're not going to lose yours? Come on. You walk... The walk, folks, will have a free country. But no, all you do is talk the talk. You don't walk the walk. Despicable. Your calls are coming up. There is so much other news. It is all vital to the future of the Republic. PrisonPlanet.tv, Check it out today. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
World, Japan, Germany, with giant murals behind him of his face in dark sunglasses. It's like North Korea or something with Kim Jong-il, where he goes and gives a speech and there's a giant picture of him behind the... I mean, this is not the American tradition. This is right out of Russia, right out of China, right out of East Germany, or Nazi Germany, or North Korea, or Havana, Cuba. And he said, I pioneered action films. I invented the genre. That's not true. I mean, what about Steve McQueen and people like Charles Bronson or John Wayne? And he went on to say, you know, he pioneered bodybuilding and made it what it is. That's probably true. And then he went on to say, and now I'm going to change politics. And, yeah, I think I should be able to run for president. And I might run for president. Now it's, oh, I might run for president. And major publications admit this is basically a presidential international campaign, traipsing around looking presidential, with giant, everywhere he goes, a giant picture of himself behind himself. His giant face, like Big Brother, just a giant face of Arnold Schwarzenegger, looming, larger than life, huge, oh, and right in front of it, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, this is sick, folks. Can't you see all the trappings, all the key indicators here? And he said the Republican Party's got to go more to the left. And that's what he's going to do. Well, I couldn't see it going more to the left than it already has, signing on to UNESCO and the UN and pushing for gun control and open borders and doubling the growth rate of the government. And folks, it's amazing. Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Al. I just kind of called early because I had a fair bit to unload about the rare interest yesterday listening to the reality hemorrhage on yesterday, Sunday morning's Talking Heads, only in respect to them pointing out how both the Iraq war and election are crashing down all around the administration. Now, remember, these are only stock establishment war-supporting sources. So I'm going to revert to the inadequate conventional paradigm here. But to hear them finally comment, as one moderator put it, how many Republican congressmen are finally expressing the angst which they had been suppressing prior to the election, to hear about how the Bush-Rumsfeld-Cheney's lean and mean warfare with less than 150,000 troops was a big, fat, unworkable lie.
But look, sir, don't think that Lott and McCain and all these people are going public because they are really angry at Bush. This is all staged to get massive increases in funding, and this is nothing but political theater to kind of salve the country because they know the general public is against what the administration is doing. And what you're saying is true. The Associated Press admits our troops are basically in full retreat, being slaughtered. The Iraqis are dropping everything and running. The Iraqis, the Republican Guard turned National Guard, National Defense Force, and Bush had to admit it this morning. And things are in a shambles and imploding over there, but that was meant to happen before the UN goes in as the savior and the good cop.
Oh, I well know that, Alex. Now, of course, they didn't call it a lie, of course. That's just an inescapable conclusion about this lean and mean force. And then to hear William Crystal, too, I guess what do you call it, the last holdout to join the chorus dumping on Rumsfeld as being incompetent, that's the biggest laugh of all. As one commentator put it, Crystal is just looking for an escape hatch for himself. Now, what he didn't quite say, but anybody knows anything knows means in part, is that Crystal is, of course, a primary flacker neocon in us into the war, and has till
now. His father founded the neocons. He was the head of the Communist Fourth International. By the way, folks, that is AP, that is Toronto Star, that is Washington Post.
Yeah, and of course, Crystal's only been tweakingly critical of his and the Bush-Rumsfeld war until now. And more to the point, also, I mentioned today's war status being having been totally predictable 1 and 2 years ago, the only mystery being to explain how today's war status could have turned out any better. And then they quote John Warner as to the, will the war be successful? Well, I think it will, but the challenges are mounting, which, of course...
Well, look, a lot of this is... Again, this is part of the complex dialectic, Roger, and they know exactly what they're doing. This way they can just later in a few months remove Rumsfeld, and then, oh, it was all his fault. Now we've got a new start. This is all part of the theater, like the Israeli-Palestinian affair, where every year, oh, this year we're going to fix it, and then next year we're going to fix it. It's not meant to be fixed. It's a giant business. They want the Iraq war to go on as long as possible, just like Vietnam. Thanks for the call. And then they'll demonize certain mid-level characters. It's theater, people. I mean, that's all it is. John Kerry was for the war. They're all for it. It's going to continue forever. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you'd like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment. And then we'll get into what Roger was just mentioning. Leading senators hesitant to replace Rumsfeld despite mistakes in Iraq. You know, why do you think all of a sudden it comes out that Rumsfeld has a printer stamp his name on letters to people's front doors about their dead family? Why do you think it's coming out now about no real armor on a lot of the vehicles? It's coming out now because the establishment has chosen to bring it out now. They haven't chosen to bring out depleted uranium because they intend to continue that, which is a much greater threat than not having proper armor long-term to the troops. From the DU, the deadly black dust they've already breathed into their lungs. So again, we'll talk more about what's really behind that. Let's talk to Jaina in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Morning, Alex.
Hello.
I wanted to talk to you about, I heard your interview with Dr. Deagle that you just recently did.
Yes.
And he had made a comment, actually sort of a prediction, and said that he had sources that said that a draft is going to be upcoming in March.
Well, they've introduced 12 different pieces of legislation. And they've set up the draft boards again, and They've admitted they may do special technical skills drafts. That's been in the Houston Chronicle and other publications. So it's not a rumor that they need a draft, that they've geared up for one, but I think that'll come after a terrorist attack engineered by the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, is to have an absolute all-out draft and for, you know, Bush to, you know, cover himself, that, oh, we need this draft now, he needs a convenient attack to justify it. Would you agree that, I guess, February or March might be the goal date for this to happen, and in order for them to legitimize the draft, even though he publicly said in his stage debate that, there's not going to be a draft?
Well, again, I'm not going to sit here and make predictions. I certainly think we're going to see more terror attacks in this country in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a foregone conclusion. And I pretty much know who's going to be behind those attacks, and that's criminal elements of this government, who have all the motives for it and who we have their official battle plans to carry out terror attacks, Operation Northwoods and PNAC and others.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, they've got an agenda to get this done.
Yes.
But I don't have a crystal ball.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was just wondering if you, you know, might agree with that, but I know we can't really, you know.
Yeah, you know, I personally just stick to what I can prove.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I've always said that I think after the election in the first of the year was going to be a much more dangerous time than before the election. I thought that clearly all the reports of there was going to be an attack, the White House said. The Capitol will be attacked. I mean, this was U.S. News and World Report. There's going to be terrorist attacks. I said, clearly, that's fear-mongering. I said, there could be an attack, but I see the increased danger of that coming in the new year. So I would think we would have a heightened risk of a real attack when they're not running around warning you of attacks.
Yep, you're right.
Like, oh, people criticize Bush for the war, but now a new attack took place, and tens of thousands are dead, and we've all just got to get behind the leader.
Well, speaking of fear-mongering, I also wanted to mention real quick that on January 2nd, they're going to run this movie on FX. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's smallpox.
I don't really watch TV, no.
Oh, okay. Well, they made a smallpox movie in a little trailer.
Yeah, I have heard about that, and then they got that martial law, keep us safe, and, yeah.
And the commercial says blatantly, it's not a question of if, but when. A little introduction if you watch the FX channel.
Which is what the CFR was saying 5 years ago, which is what the government promotes and prepares for.
Mm-hmm. And also to get everyone in a state of panic that, hey, this is going to happen, and we all need to be prepared and scared. And
yeah, no, I hear you. Thanks for the call. Really good points. Back in 1999. They had a five-night special that began on a Tuesday and then ran through the next Monday with Ted Koppel on Nightline. And they would quietly announce at the first that this is a simulation. This is not a real broadcast. But then Ted Koppel and generals and all these people would have simulations of a smallpox attack, and they would show video of our troops in Florida or our troops in other areas where there had been hurricanes and disasters, arresting people in checkpoints. And they would show that and superimpose it over New York and announce, you know, martial law has been declared, hundreds of thousands dying. And they did this whole drill. And then they would, at the end, say, this has been a drill. It'll be back on tomorrow night with the next phase of the five-day outbreak and what it means. And they would announce that this is probably going to happen, not a question of if, but when. They normally combine those two. Probably going to happen, not a question of if, but when. And then earlier this year, oh, we're going to be attacked by terrorists. It's going to happen before the election or on the day of the election. And then the White House would come back out and say, no, 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 it's probably going to happen, but if you pass this legislation, it'll probably keep you safe. And by its very definition, that is terrorism. By its very definition, that is terrorism. Bottom line, it's just that simple. And I, for one, am sick of it. I mean, the old definition of terrorism, you can go get it in a dictionary that's over 10 years old. They started changing it like they're changing most of the other words now a few years ago. But to paraphrase it, it is to carry out a violent action or threaten a violent action against a group or individuals to try to force them to acquiesce to your political demands. And so what is it when the government's going, give up your rights, take a national ID card, let us take your freedoms away, give up your liberty for security, or the terrorists are going to kill you? And by the way, these men in black helmets with machine guns and black ski masks, they're the good guys. But you show children a picture of the police in the newspaper. I've got a big Time Life book from after 93, after the first World Trade Center bombing, and it shows these FBI agents in front of the World Trade Centers dressed like ringwraiths, black helmets, black masks, black everything, black Heckler and Koch submachine guns. And you show that to a group of six-year-olds, they'll all say, those are the bad men. That's the bad man. It's the archetypal Darth Vader. I mean, again, it's, you don't have to even be smart or grown up, or you know, you just have to not be totally programmed and brainwashed to not see what's right in front of us. And so the government's engaging in terrorism. Canyon in Texas. Go ahead, Canyon.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. I was just going to ask a few questions here. One, I'm visually impaired, actually legally blind, and I have been visiting your websites, and it seems that PrisonPlanet.tv has a few accessibility issues. I can get to most of the stuff, but there seems to be some links to images that just need a simple alt tag inserted so that it will, you know, so that the screen reader will recognize it. On another note, I was wondering what country you plan to move your family to in the event that things get really bad. I feel like I'm looking at Sodom and Gomorrah under a magnifying glass whenever I look at the way things are going in this nation. I can't talk about the way things are going with my family without being branded a ultra-right-wing conspiracy theorist and a fool.
And they must be leftward then, because if they were right-wingers, you'd be a commie.
Right.
And again, this just shows how their paradigm of politics is so false and scrambled. Well, look, I mean, I have discussed on air that if stuff really keeps getting bad, I might move my family out of this country. I plan to stay here myself. But really, it's a new world order. There's nowhere to run long term. And there's a lot of countries, but they're all coming under tyranny as well. That's the problem.
Right. I'm 19, and I was just thinking that I'd like to have a few years in which I could use to build up myself financially and to get more of the resources needed to defend my family and, you know, to really make an impact on the way things are going. And I'm actually thinking about a career in writing, and I was wondering either how long it took you to write your book or how long you think it might take the average author to write a 300-page book if they work for, you know, if he or she works for about, 8 hours a day.
I don't know. It's all individual. And to go back to your first comment, there's a lot we'd like to do with the websites to improve them. But I've got three full-time webmasters and another part-time webmaster, and I pay these individuals. And I don't pay them a lot, but you put four people together, that is a lot of money. And then I also... you know, we're trying our best. So your suggestions are always well taken, and there's a lot of angles we'd like to cover. I mean, I personally, no exaggeration, work 16, 17 hours a day, almost every day, 6-7 days a week, and there's a lot more I'd like to do. I mean, I'm trying to produce these Arnold Schwarzenegger ads to run in California, which I need to do. I've done some of it. I'm trying to finish a film. I'm doing all these radio interviews left and right. I'm trying the best I can.
Yeah, man, I see you're doing a very good job, and God bless you.
Well, thank you for the call, and I would encourage you, sir, to write that book. Writing the book, I don't think, will be the hard part. You sound like an intelligent person, and getting it published will. That's why I printed my books myself, and Paul Watson's book that I hence published because I printed it up. Okay, let's go to Emmett in Pennsylvania. Emmett, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, go Eagles.
Why, I've been following talk shows for years, ever since Chuck Harder and Bill Cooper and so on. And a buddy of mine who listens to Rush Limbaugh, although I could never listen to it, has told me that Mike Savage has attacked Rush Limbaugh and said he's a front for the Republican Party. Well, we know that, but good.
Well, that's, again, that's, I mean, this whole thing you brought up, I could talk for an hour about talk radio, and this is how it works.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. One of the universities in around Philadelphia is advertising a course in Star Trek. They're going to go episode by episode, study religion, philosophy, and everything of each show. Oh. Imagine saying, oh, I got an A in Star Trek.
Well, that's a lot better than some of the classes they've got. Is it a philosophy class?
Yes.
Well, that actually is a good place for stuff like that.
Okay. And under Patriot Act 2, are they going to come around and confiscate my books like Rule by Secrecy by Jim Mars and Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley?
No, sir. I don't think that's what's going to happen.
All right.
Do you want me to comment on it?
Okay.
Because earlier you brought up a point, but I didn't know if you wanted me to comment on that Rush Limbaugh comment.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, just that Michael Savage, who has acted like he's more of a conservative than ultra-commie Limbaugh, and I mean that when I say it, by the way.
Yes.
The people they support and the policies are actually the opposite of what they say. You know, that is, it's a lot of skullduggery and manipulation going on. You know, Michael Savage, I've heard him say, George Bush is the guardian of all that's good. He is fighting the New World Order. I've actually heard him say that. Put people that disagree with the government in forced labor camps. You know, blah, blah, blah. And because so many people are pulling out of Rush Limbaugh's control and Michael Wiener Savage's control and Laura Ingraham's control and actually going, wait a minute. You guys have got total control of the government, and the age of big government's begun. And wait a minute, you're going after my guns. And wait a minute, you're for UNESCO, and you're for the free trade area. So Savage is trying to keep his cutting-edge position. And I have actually, I do listen to talk radio when I'm driving around doing errands, and I have heard him attacking Limbaugh. And he's doing that because he knows that that resonates with the grassroots conservatives that know we've been betrayed, as Ron Paul has said. But, again, it's just, with Savage, it's just another version of Limbaugh. I mean, Limbaugh is consciously trying to deceive and manipulate. And, again, folks, that doesn't mean that he isn't right about the, quote, liberals. But then it's the other side of his message, defending Bush, absconding the truth, hiding it, manipulating it. I mean, it's so complex to listen to that guy. I mean, he is very sophisticated. Limbaugh is actually a triple speaker, quadruple super quad, double talker, double speaker, new thinker. I mean, he makes the English ENSOC, new version, 11th version out of 1984 look tame in comparison. I mean, the lying and manipulation is so complex that it's hard to even deal with. I mean, I listened to it, my mouth hanging open, and the average person just can't defend against it.
Have you ever listened to the Last Day Prophet, Brother Stare? He's
no, I really don't listen to that.
Well, he's really right down on it about the dollar going under against the euro and so on.
Oh yeah, that wasn't. Hey, listen, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate the call. I mean, the World Economic Forum 3.5 years ago said they were going to deep six the dollar. I mean, people think I've got a crystal ball because I predicted all this. It's really not. If you're paying attention, folks, what I do is really not that amazing. And sometimes I really find it mind-boggling to not be able to figure out why the yuppies can't see what's happening. But again, they feel like they're members of the establishment. I talked about this last week. I talked about how, well, number one, the people want to hear the truth. And the people, whether they're liberals or conservatives, are beginning to realize that liberal or conservative is just labels. And so before the election, the the Limbaughs and the Savages wouldn't criticize Bush because that was out of favor with the establishment. But then after the election, when it doesn't really count, they can do some criticism to try to shore up their base. That is, the listeners that are not completely stupid. And so that's what they're doing there. I mean, I heard Limbaugh a few weeks ago when Congress had passed the Patriot Act and Patriot Act 2 and the National ID Card, the intelligence bill. I heard him go, man, the Republicans have really won a victory. This defeated the liberals. Man, the liberals are angry. And I went, wait a minute, more Democrats voted for it than Republicans. And as I'm thinking that, Limbaugh knows that a sizable portion of his audience knows that, so he doubles back and says, yes, yes, the Democrats really wanted this, ha, 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 but they didn't know this was in there. Oh, yeah, they just helped write it. It was slipped in by Bush. Oh, he tricked them, ha, ha, ha. So he added that, and then he added another layer to that, and it was just like, it was all about making you feel good as a listener, like your football team had won or something. But that was only one level to the propaganda. It was just, it was sick. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or TV today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm going to try to boil this down. I mean, really, it's giving me a headache. I'm going to try to boil this down. I am not a Republican or a Democrat. I have an allegiance to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I have an allegiance to my family, first and foremost. And because I have an allegiance to my family, then I have allegiance to the Bill of Rights and Constitution, because that makes a good country and a good place for my family to be raised. And so I don't go into politics like it's the Eagles versus the Cowboys, or Coke versus Pepsi, or Ford versus Chevy. And that's how most people look at politics. It's, you know, it's, I mean, they even have best-selling T-shirts and bumper stickers now that are George Bush on the side of a football helmet, and it's a football team. You know, oh, we won the Super Bowl again. I mean, it's even being phrased as that. Well, here's the analogy then. The same owner owns both the football teams. And so the teams go out and play, and then we've caught the owner not just owning both teams, but also having players rig things. And in the key, sudden death overtime, fumbling the ball on purpose. There's your analogy. You know, we've caught the owner of the team gambling, making money, insider trading. And so my allegiance, I hope your allegiance, is to freedom. I don't approach a politician or a piece of legislation by how the media is framing it. Oh, conservatives may have a victory and get the Patriot Act, too. It's very conservative. Conservatives may have a victory and get the free trade area of the Americas. And then you look at conservatives, 80%+ against it. Well, what conservatives are you talking about? You know, the liberals aren't for it either. So you've got Team Washington against Team America, Team Joe Sixpack, Sally Soccer Mom. But they haven't figured that out yet. They haven't figured out that they're watching a theatrical production. That the real battle isn't a game at all, but is life and death. And that this country's being dismantled. And so my allegiance is to freedom. The real choice isn't left or right. It's total dehumanization and enslavement and feudalism, serfdom, versus liberty and freedom. And so I'm with liberty and freedom. And George Bush is not. And neither is John Kerry or Al Gore or any of these people. And there's no lesser of two evils. The whole thing is fake. It is a fraud. And by the way, the best film I've got that exposes this is Police State 3, Total Enslavement. American Dictators does it too, but Police State 3, Total Enslavement is 2 hours, 44 minutes long. And it shows how the parties are the same, who the CFR is, what the New World Order is, who PNAC is, you know, how they operate. And then it gives you basically the whole New World Order. You need to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. The more I think about it, it may be my best film. I mean, for high production quality and giving you the history of government-sponsored terrorism, Road to Tyranny is it. My new film, American Dictators, is excellent as well. You can call toll-free and get my videos here for a few more days, extend it out just a few more days, $5.95 for some of my best films if you buy one for the regular price. So call the toll-free number and ask about the specials, or go to the website and read about the specials and watch video clips and decide which specials you want to take advantage of. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. 1-888-253-3139 or infowars.com to get a hard copy to order, or go to prisonplanet.tv. We just added Anthony Hilder's Illuminati video, by the way. All these great films have been authorized to post there. 15 cents a day. All of my films. Why wouldn't you take advantage of PrisonPlanet.tv? Stay with us.